Job chapter 13. Indeed, my eye has seen all this, my ear has heard and understood it. What you know, the same I know also. I am not inferior to you. Surely I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. But you are forgers of lies, you are all physicians of no value. Oh, that you would altogether hold your peace, and it should be your wisdom. Hear now my reasoning, and listen to the pleadings of my lips. Will you speak wickedly for God, and talk deceitfully for him? Will you accept his person? Will you contend for God? Is it good that he should search you out? Or as one man mocks another, do you so mock him? He will surely reprove you, if you secretly show partiality. Shall not his excellency make you afraid? And his dread fall upon you? Your remembrances are like ashes, your bodies to bodies of clay. Hold your peace, let me alone, that I may speak, and let come on me what will. Why do I take my flesh and my teeth, and put my life in my hand? Though he kill me, yet I will trust in him, but I will maintain my own ways before him. He also will be my salvation. Because a hypocrite will not come before him. Listen diligently to my speech, and to my declaration with your ears. Indeed now, I have ordered my cause, I know that I shall be justified. Who is he who will plead with me? Because now, if I hold my tongue, I shall give up the spirit. Only do not do two things to me, then I will not hide myself from you. Withdraw your hand far from me, and do not let your dread make me afraid. Then call, and I will answer, or let me speak, and you answer me. How many are my wicked deeds and sins? Cause me to know what evil and sin I have committed. Why do you hide your face, and hold me for your enemy? Will you break a leaf driven back and forth? And will you pursue the dry stubble? Because you write bitter things against me, and cause me to possess the sins of my youth. You put my feet also in the stocks, and look narrowly to all my paths, you set a print upon the heels of my feet. And he, as a rotten thing, consumes, as clothes that are moth-eaten.